Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell, guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show.
All right, so today I have Ronald Stein on the line, and he's founder and ambassador for energy and infrastructure at PTS Advance, and he's also author of Clean Energy Exploitations, Helping Citizens Understand the Environmental and Humanity Abuses That Support Clean Energy. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Adam. Glad to be aboard.
All right, Ron. So I love to help authors promote their new books, and especially a book like yours that is going to do a lot of good in terms of really educating people on what clean energy is and, and what's being done about it. So before we get started, let's just start with our Mission Matters question, as I like to ask it. So, Ron, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. Ron, what mission matters to you?
The mission matters to me is energy literacy. I am prolific in writing op-ed articles, and actually this Clean Energy Exploitations book is my third book, trying to divide energy literacy in layman's terms. Energy can be pretty complicated, pretty technical, and so just trying to do it in layman's terms and make people energy literate so they have a better understanding of what the past has been, what the future looks like, and what they can do to help it.
That's awesome. And so let's see. So, I mean, let's just dive right into your new book. So, Clean Energy Exploitations. I mean, it talks about environmental degradation. It talks about, things that are happening worldwide that are really a result of maybe economic inequality. And can you really just elaborate on this?
Well, the most important fact about today's environmental movement in the Clean Energy Exploitations, this book explores, is the United States of America is the largest economy in the history of mankind, but it only represents 4% of the world's population. We got 330 million people versus almost 8 billion people in the world. Now, we could literally shut down and cease to exist, and the opposite of what you've been told and believe will take place. Simply put, in the United States, every person, animal, or anything that causes emissions to harmfully rise could vanish off the face of the earth or even die off, and global emissions will still explode in the coming years and the decades ahead over the population economic growth of China, India, and Africa. The book, Clean Energy Exploitation, helps citizens to paint a better understanding that just for the opportunity to generate intermittent electricity from wind and solar, the wealthy and healthier countries like Germany, Australia, Britain, and America, we continue to exploit the most vulnerable people and environments of the world today. Unbelievably, while at least 80% of humanity, that's more than 6 billion people in the world, are living on less than $10 a day. And there's billions living with little to no access to electricity. All this is happening while American politicians are pursuing the most expensive ways to generate intermittent electricity. Asians and Africans, many of them children from the poor and less healthy countries, they're being enslaved and they're dying in mines and factories to obtain the exotic minerals and metals required for the green energy technologies for the construction of EV batteries and solar panels and wind turbines. You know, my opinion is, how dare we in the healthier and healthier countries insist that we should limit poor countries' future access to fossil fuels? Cheap, reliable, accessible power and products from fossil fuels are life-saving and one of the best ways out of poverty. The poorer and less healthy countries like China, India, and Africa are desperately in need of affordable, reliable, and continuous, uninterruptible electricity for their billions of residents. You know, we can easily observe the world's poorest countries to see what lifestyles are like without the thousands of products we get from oil derivatives that benefit the richer countries. In those poor countries, there's 11 million children in the world dying every year. And those fatalities are from preventable causes of diarrhea, malaria, pneumonia, and lack of oxygen at birth. And the developed countries have no or minimal access to the products that the oil derivatives enjoyed by the wealthy and healthy countries. You know, there's about 2,500 coal-fired power plants in the world, and half of them are in China and India. And currently there's more than 500 being built, and more than half of them are being built in China and India. They need inexpensive electricity. In the book, Clean Energy Exploitations, you know, helping citizens understand the environmental and humanity abuses that support clean energy, it aims for the readers to learn there is a worldwide abundance of fossil fuels in virtually every country, but the minerals and metals for green society is limited to a few countries, and those are developing countries. In addition to the human rights abuses associated with, you know, child and slave labor, the mining for these materials is in less developed countries with virtually non-existent environmental regulations inflict degradation to local landscape that's beyond comprehension.
Wow. Well, thank you for that insight. And so, I mean, I just have to ask, so does the Biden Green New Deal concept, does that solve the world's energy and emissions problems?
And Biden's plan to rid American lifestyles and economies of fossil fuels, such a plan would ground the military, eliminate the space program, and ground Air Force One. It would also mothball the huge energy demands of the airlines, the cruise ships, the merchant ships, as well as eliminate the medical industry, the electronics industry, and the communications industry that are totally reliant on the 6,000 products that we get from petroleum derivatives. Biden's climate plan puts a major focus on electrifying everything, from intermittent wind and solar to power the grid, to the banning of gas-powered vehicles, means a crushing change for American lifestyles and economies. Again, the unintended consequences of reliance on wind and solar and EV batteries is that they only generate electricity, and intermittent electricity at best, as they are weather-dependent to perform. The current electrification movement is dependent on all those exotic minerals and metals that are mined in foreign countries, the same countries that have virtually no environmental regulations or labor laws, resulting in the worldwide environmental degradation and humanity atrocities to secure those exotic minerals. And the bad news is that China controls about 90% of the supply chain. Energy is more than just electricity. Electricity by itself cannot support the military, the airlines, the cruise ships, the super tankers, container shipping, trucking infrastructures, and the space program. Nor can electricity alone, especially that generated from weather, produce virtually, the products were non-existent before 1900. 1900 changed everything. And after 1900, we have a medical industry, we have electronic industry, communications, transportation, infrastructure. Our electrical generation in cooling and heating and manufacturing and agriculture, indeed virtually every aspect of our daily lives and lifestyles changed after 1900. The inventions of the automobile, the airplane, and the use of petroleum in the early 1900s led us into the Industrial Revolution and victories in World Wars I and II. And today, the healthier and wealthier countries now have more than 6,000 products that are manufactured from petroleum derivatives that did not exist a few hundred years ago. Those products have resulted in the increase in longevity projections and virtually eliminated all weather-related fatalities.
So, Ron, you mentioned China twice today, so far, maybe three times. I was counting. How does China fit into the world's energy equation?
Well, with China having a total domination of the supply chain for these exotic minerals and metals for clean electricity, for every single EV battery, windmill, and solar panel, it's money for communist China. In addition, the world is paying no attention to the environmental degradation and humanitarian atrocities occurring in China during the mining of these green exotic minerals and metals. None of the world's largest environmental groups, nor most prominent environmental leaders, have condemned China's degradation of landscapes for mining, or the use of its slave labor, for mining of these materials to support the richer countries' green movements. According to a study by Cambridge University, they were looking at converting 32 million of their light-duty vehicles in next-generation EVs would require quantities of material to manufacture 32 million EV batteries, would require lithium and cobalt, and it almost exceed the yearly production capability. EV enthusiasts have yet to accept the fact there may not be enough of this green exotic minerals and metals in the world to build billions of EV batteries. In fact, today, the Hummer came out with an EV version. Now, the Tesla EV battery is 1,000 pounds. The Hummer EV battery is 5,600 pounds.
Wow.
That is huge.
That is huge.
Anyhow, in the book, Clean Energy Exploitations, we're trying to help citizens understand the environmental and humanity abuses that support clean energy. The book highlights how Asians and Africans, many of them children from the poor and less healthy countries, are being enslaved and are dying in mines and factories to obtain those exotic minerals and metals required for the green energy technology for the construction of EV batteries, solar panels, and wind turbines. And we highlight a lot of that on my website, www.energyliteracy.net. That's got all my update articles and the books, the mission statement, everything else.
Well, this has been great, really, Ron. I mean, definitely gave us a thorough overview of, your mission, why you wrote the book, and really some of the things that the readers can gain from reading it. I want you to leave that website one more time, because I know last time you said it, it's possible if somebody's looking for a pen or something else, but I definitely want my viewers and listeners to go and check this out. So one more time, what's the best website or best way for people just to connect in general with your writing and your work?
Energyliteracy.net. The books I've written are on there. There's easy links. Gets you right to Amazon to purchase them, or you can send me an email directly from that website, energyliteracy.net.
Fantastic. Well, Ron, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more of your mission. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. If you did, don't forget, especially if you're a first-time visitor, hit that subscribe button. We definitely want you to come back, have many more mission-based entrepreneurs and individuals coming on the show. And Ron, thanks again for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
Adam, thank you. Have a great day.